Manager of Integrated Stroke Unit, Dirk Damron, is joining us here on thequinnynews.com as we talk about the brand new Integrated Stroke Unit. Let's do a bit of a background to start, Dirk, on what exactly this is. What is an Integrated Stroke Unit?
Sure. So Integrated Stroke Unit at Quinty Healthcare means that we're taking acute strokes, which means stroke patients that come in with a new stroke within the first few days, and we're going to be co-locating them or integrating them into our SILS 3 inpatient rehab unit, where we have strokes that have been through that phase of their journey and they're on to the rehab portion. So we'll be looking at having acute and rehab strokes combined into one unit.
What does this offer local people who not only suffer a stroke but their families as well, and how does it help?
So there's several things that we think are going to be very positive. One of them will be that the building on SILS 3, the unit, is much newer than the Quinty building. So the space afforded to the patients and their families, the ability to access washrooms and showers in the room, is much better. Also, one of the key points of doing this is that when a patient is admitted for a stroke, when they come through the emergency department and then up to the floor, what happens now and in most hospitals is that they go to a medical unit that does stroke care. And then if they need rehab, they're transferred over to a rehabilitation unit. So it's a different bed, a new set of staff, typically new physicians, and it can be a very stressful transition. And that's feedback that we've heard from our stroke survivors long after they've left the hospital. So another piece of this is that the stroke survivors will come in the emergency department, come up to their bed in the integrated stroke unit on SILS 3, and if they need to transition to rehab, they just stay in the same bed. They have the same staff. They have the same physicians. So essentially, the patient is a bit oblivious to whether they're acute or rehab. We're helping to provide the care and give them the correct pathway to follow. But in the background, we're changing their status or changing their picture from acute to rehab.
Talking to Dirk Damron, he's the manager of Integrated Stroke Unit at BGH. Is this something that's going to be utilized by people in the entire QHC region? What is kind of the boundaries of patients that you're going to see?
Yeah, absolutely. So QHC's catchment, as you know, is quite large, from Prince Edward County to Quinty West, out, you know, into Deserano, Napanee area, and all the way up to Bancroft. So for many, many years, we've had a process that they would call code stroke, where stroke patients that present to the paramedic service are rushed down to the Belleville General Emergency Department. And so that process still continues. And the change is not from the getting to the hospital portion. So all that will continue to stay the same. The emergency department and intensive care portion will stay the same. But it's actually once they're in the hospital to co-locate them onto a unit. So essentially, the entire region for Quinty Healthcare will continue to be able to access this stroke, but we're hoping it's a step of improvement for the patients and their caregivers.
How was this funded, Dirk? Was this something through the Hospital Foundation or a group of different stakeholders?
So the event was funded from a donation from a really amazing family, the Pomfrets, who the patient that had an event a couple years ago was very generous to donate his money and also his time last night to tell his patient's story. The general funding for the unit is really unchanged within Quinty Healthcare's funding portfolio. So we're really just rearranging some beds and the flow of patients within the hospital to make to give better care to the patients and families.
How many beds are going to be in this unit, Dirk?
So we'll continue to have our current 22 rehabilitation beds on SILS 3, and we'll be adding 4 stroke beds. And with stroke patients, it's not really a seasonal disease, so we can't really predict what's coming and when people are coming. So essentially what a stroke unit will be looking at doing is trying to accept all stroke patients that come in, and we'll be flexible with our beds to make sure that happens.